Welcome to the Paul McLoone Show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Radio Special on Today FM.
Yes, evening all, and you're very welcome along to the Wednesday Wingding on your top station with the now sign Today FM. It's Paul McLoone here till midnight tonight. Well, the 10-month wait is almost over for you Beatles fans. The brand new long player is out tomorrow, and if you thought Strawberry Fields Forever was far out, then wait till you get a load of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which is exactly what we're going to be doing tonight, starting now as the band begins to play. So that's what they sound like now. The Beatles on Today FM with a little help from my friends from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You also heard the opening track. It's a medley. They're getting ever so sophisticated. It's going to be over to the Rolling Stones again soon. How are they going to answer it? Who knows? Here's something from their most recent platter, Between the Buttons.
Who wants yesterday's papers?
Birds from Younger Than Yesterday, a current album from them, that is The Girl With No Name. It also features yet another Bob Dylan cover, as is their wont, in this case My Back Pages, which sort of gives the album its title, Younger Than Yesterday. And it's all gone very quiet on the Dylan front, of course. It got the greatest hits out at the moment, but who knows what he's going to come up with. I've heard rumours of an album later in this year. In the meantime, from the most recent double album from The Bard, this is Rainy Day Woman, numbers 12 and 35. Don't ask me what it means. In fact, don't ask him. The extraordinary voice of the young Ivan Morrison. His friends call him Van Morrison. They're from Belfast. They call them, of course. You'll be familiar with them if you're a regular listener to the show. That's their version of Dylan's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, which I've played once or twice before. It's Paul McLoone on Today FM. Going to a break. Back with another track from the brand new album by the Beatles. It's out tomorrow. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And from it, the title alone is a thing to conjure with. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. What can it all mean? Find out after these.
The Paul McLoone Show on Today FM. Stay with us, you groovy kids. We'll be back after these short messages.
Attention, pop rascals. This weekend at Tower Records, the biggest record store in the known universe, we're super discounting hundreds of LPs to just £1, 4 shillings and sixpence. That's right, Roderick. All rock, pop, folk, folk rock, pop rock, folk pop, and folk rock pop jazz albums at Tower Records are on sale, including the latest long players by Space Donkey, Psychedelic Pants, and The Crud. And don't worry, tape aficionados, we haven't forgotten you. All 4-track, 8-track, and cassette tapes are also reduced to a far-out 4 and 3. Groovy. The weekend sale at Tower Records. All albums just £1, 4 shillings and sixpence, including Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. You've heard of them. Go get them!
Forget lengthy sea journeys. Travel by air to the United States of America. Air Ireland are bringing you new ways to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Fly from Dublin to New York or Shannon to Chicago 3 times a week. With modern Boeing 707 planes at your disposal, you're guaranteed a safe and comfortable flight, and you'll get to your destination quicker than ever before. Visit your local travel agent today to arrange your passage to America with Air Ireland.
The Paul McLoone Show with Tower Records on Today FM.
On Today FM.
James Brown on Today FM, of course. It's Paul McLoone here with our Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band special. If that's not something that's familiar to you, it is the title of the brand new magnum opus by the Beatles. The wait is almost over. It hits the shops tomorrow, so we're having every track from the album tonight. And the next one actually coming up after the news and sport at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. And this is an album by a family group. They're brothers. They're called the Gibb Brothers. They're called the Bee Gees. Bee Gees First is the title of the album. A bit confusing, really, because it's really their third album, but it's the first one available in this part of the world, as far as I understand it. Anyway, this is the intriguingly titled single from it, New York Mining Disaster, 1941. And it's a wee bit Beatly, but then again, the Beatles aren't that Beatly anymore, so I guess that's fair game.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see.
Broadcasting on the FM wavelength, 100 to 102, this is Today FM News.
Good evening, this is Tom Swift in the newsroom. The President of the United States of America says he is deeply concerned about the possible outbreak of war in the Middle East. President Lyndon B. Johnson called on Arab nations to exercise restraint. Egypt and Jordan have blocked Israel's southern ports. Jordanian troops are on high alert in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. President Johnson has been speaking to the press at the White House.
In recent days, tension has again arisen along the armistice line between Israel and the Arab states. We deplore the recent buildup of military forces, and we believe it a matter of urgent importance to reduce the troop concentrations. Closing of the Gulf of Aqaba to Israel shipping has brought a new and a very grave dimension to the crisis.
The boxer Muhammad Ali has been stripped of his heavyweight title. The decision was made due to his refusal to be drafted into the United States Army. Ali, who is a Muslim, has cited religious grounds for not wanting to fight in Vietnam.
My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big powerful America and shoot them for what? They never call me nigger. They never lynch me. They never put no dogs on me. They never rob me of my nationality.
In the United Kingdom, the world's first automated bank teller machine has started operations. The machine dispenses cash to the user upon insertion of a paper slip. Described as a miracle money machine, it's located at the Barclays Bank in Enfield Town in London and was inaugurated by the popular English comedy actor Reg Varney. Finally, in popular music news, young heartthrob Johnny McAvoy has topped the popular music charts again. His mid-tempo folk ballad, Boston Burglar, follows last year's number one, Mersheen Durkin. The 22-year-old plays Carnegie Hall in New York later this year.
The Paul McLoone Show with Tower Records on Today FM.
Actually, a couple of really intriguing albums from over in the United States that have come to my attention that I want to play a track from each. Starting with this, the debut album from The Doors. I think they're going to be big. This is called Break On Through, which is exactly what they are about to do this side of the Atlantic, I would imagine. Two new American bands, well, new to me at any rate. The Velvet Underground, the gentleman singing there is the main songwriter. His name is Lou Reed. And if you were wondering what that noise in the background was, that's a Welshman on a viola. His name is John Cale. They are called The Velvet Underground. That is from their debut album. You can't miss it. It's got a big banana on the front and you can even peel it. Before that, brand new from The Doors as well, Break On Through, their debut album just out, of course. And I expect they're going to be rather large, loom large in the world, I would have thought, over the next year or two. Same for The Velvet Underground, although I hope I haven't damned one or both of them to a career of critical acclaim matched by minimal record sales. Let's hope not, at any rate. It's Paul McLoone on Today FM. And
bye.
Well, for those of you who thought Eleanor Rigby might be a one-off, clearly not the case. That is She's Leaving Home from the album. It's out tomorrow. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the Beatles, of course. And this time the arrangement by, I believe, Mike Leander, responsible for the arrangement on that. And who would have thought that Ringo would turn out to be such an adept, dexterous cellist? There you go. It's a revelation. more neoclassical shenanigans now.
Past. Past. Well, now, let me tell you about the past.
But I do like it. Back after the break with more from the Beatles, a John song. It's called Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, and it is as odd as its title. It's on the way after these.
The Paul McLoone Show on Today FM. Stay with us, you groovy kids. We'll be back after these short messages.
Hello there. Father Edward J. Smith here from Father Ed's Songs of Praise. Why not gather your fine, large family around the wireless this Sunday evening after the Angelus and join me for 2 hours of music fit for the heavens itself. Now, there'll be none of that Beatles muck, I assure you. They were such nice boys, but since they grew the hair, well, it's just not for me. So, if you want to hear proper, decent, wholesome music, tune in to Father Ed's Songs of Praise this Sunday from 7. He'll know if you don't.
Ed's Songs of Praise on Today FM.
Welcome, Honourable 007.
Welcome to Japan, Mr. Bond.
He's the one and only James Bond.
What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
Larger than life. Facing 1,000 deaths in You Only Live Twice. And twice is the only way to live.
Yes, this is my second life.
You only live twice, Mr. Bond.
No matter what the odds, they don't stand a chance against James Bond. Sean Connery, 007. Bond, the world's greatest gentleman agent with a license to kill. And he never misses a chance. Bond is back. In You Only Live Twice. Matinees and evening shows at the Carlton Cinema, O'Connell Street, Dublin.
Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. That is a John Lennon composition from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The brand new album from the Beatles, which is out tomorrow. And apparently he based the whole thing on a poster he bought in a kind of an antique shop. A little sort of vintage, kind of antique, knick-knacky kind of little place. And he came across this old poster. And it was all about the stuff that he's just been singing about. Incredible, really, where these guys find their inspiration. Anyway, if you thought that was far out, would you hear George's contribution after the news and sport at 11 o'clock, the next track from the brand new Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, a song called Within You, Without You. You don't want to miss it. It's on the way very, very soon. A lot of people are going to be wondering what the Beach Boys' next move is. A bit of a friendly rivalry developing between them and the Fab Four. And of course, Pet Sounds, a big influence on Paul McCartney particularly, I think I'm right in saying. Anyway, the new album apparently is going to be called Smile. I don't know when we're going to get it, so I'm not playing anything from it tonight. Isn't a new Beatles album enough for you? Anyway, this actually came out last autumn. I think it sounds much better in the summer.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you may have heard me play tunes by Davy Jones and the King Bees, or also Davy Jones and the Lower Third. When he was with the Lower Third, he changed his name to David Bowie, or is it Bowie? I'm not sure still just yet which exactly pronunciation he prefers. I haven't got it from the horse's mouth. But anyway, David Bowie, or Bowie, as he is now, has eventually, and I mean eventually, he's been knocking on the door for a while, quite a number of singles out at this stage in the game. Anyway, the album is ready and it comes out tomorrow, same day as Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. You might have picked a better day, David. Anyway, best of luck with the debut album. We'll see what transpires for this artist. He's certainly got talent. Is it his time? We shall see. This is from the debut album. This is David and his own composition, Silly Boy Blue.
FM Sport.
Good evening, I'm John Duggan. Rangers have failed to follow in the footsteps of Celtic in tonight's European Cup Winners' Cup final. 6 days after Celtic became the first British club to win the European Cup, Bayern Munich defeated Rangers by 1-0 after extra time in Nuremberg tonight. Franz Roth scored the only goal in the 109th minute. We can follow in Celtic's footsteps. Those are the words of the Manchester United striker George Best today, who's been reflecting on the Red Devils' Division 1 title success. United are now going to play in the European Cup, with next season's final to be held at Wembley. Waterford and Cork are gearing up for Sunday's Munster Championship match in hurling at Walsh Park. All-Ireland champions Cork are hot favourites, but something tells me they could be in for a shock this weekend. And for the first time since the Epsom Derby was run in 1780, starting stalls will be used for the British Flat Classic. There's been money in the betting for the 2000 guineas winner Royal Palace in recent days, and I think that money could be justified.
It's just impossible to imagine Paul McCartney when he's 64, but that's what he's singing about on the brand new record. It's out tomorrow, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We're playing the whole thing here on Today FM before we leave you this evening. That is When I'm 64, two for the price of one. George's contribution before that, The Astonishing Within You, Without You. My God, what a production. And even more out there moments to come. If you thought that was far out, wait till you hear A Day in the Life, for instance. That's coming your way before the end of the show. He seems to be kind of taking Ray Davies on his own ground there, and I think the Kinks have released their best record ever. Future classic written all over it. What a talent Ray Davies is. That is Waterloo Sunset, the current single from the Kinks. And hello to a few people who've been contacting the show by telephone and telegram this evening. Siobhan and Warren, hi to you. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight on this special night. We're playing the rest of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, in case you just tuned in. A couple more tracks from it coming your way before midnight. Hello also to Louis Lambert. Got Niall Thomas, hi to you. John Stack, hello John, a regular listener. We have Anda and Mairead. Janet McGowan, I think it is. I can't read my own writing, make a great doctor. Monica McNamara. That's a great name. Monica McNamara is tuned in as well and enjoying the show tonight, enjoying the brand new record from the Beatles. Speaking of future classics, and for Sonia, who's got in touch all the way from Derry, this, I think, is going all the way to number one in the next couple of weeks, I would hope. Better than the Tremolos, anyway.
Shoppers, still travelling into town to buy your electrical appliances? Still going from shop to shop on the high street trying to save a few shillings? Well, stop right there, mister. Now you can get all your electrical appliances delivered straight to your door. Thanks to Appliances Delivered, the new name for delivering appliances. Tom, are you trying to squeeze that new top-loading washing machine in the back of your Ford Cortina? Yeah? Well, no need to, old chap. And Jane, planning to bring that new fridge home on your bicycle crossbar?
Yeah?
Don't be silly, sister. Just call Appliances Delivered. Pick up the new 1967 catalogue and spend a few hours leafing through its leafy pages. Find the appliance you want and then give us a call. It's as easy as a Jeff Hurst hat trick. Wake up to the scent of fresh coffee with the latest bedside coffee percolator alarm clocks. Treat yourself to toasty toast every morning with the Toastmaster 2000. Get all this and the lowest prices guaranteed. Get Appliances Delivered now on 531-2270 for your free catalogue. Closed weekends and for lunch between 1 and 3. Appliances Delivered. Why pay more, daddy-o?
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. That is by James Carr, and it's called The Dark End of the Street. I've heard Paul McCartney likes that, from what I'm told, so I thought I'd give it a spin this evening in the man's honour. Speaking of whom, it's time for this.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you have enjoyed the show.
I got to get back in my time machine. I'll talk to you in about 50 years.